Coffee is the energy-giving substance of all humans. Humans consume a lot of coffee. So what we're going to talk about today is three different types of coffee. And we'll start with the first one right now. The first coffee we have is Costa Rica or Tarazu. It is a light roast with a light balanced, roast with bright notes and hints of berries. Grown at a high altitude in the tropics in rich volcanic soil. Nestled between the Pacific and the Caribbean and bathed in tropical climate, Costa Rica is truly a coffee grower's paradise. Its diverse topography is home to more than 130,000 coffee farms, all benefiting from elevated locations and rich soil. Volcanic rich soil. Nowhere is this soil more fertile than high up in the Tarazu region, often called La Cuna del Café, the birthplace of the Costa Rican coffee. It is here in Tarazu that some of the world's finest Arabica beans are grown. Brimming with bright notes, the coffee produced in this region hints at tropical berry flavors fading into chocolate and spice, a delectable yet rewardingly complex coffee. Our next coffee is 1850, my personal favorite. This is the black gold version. There are different versions, but it has notes of dark, it's a dark roast and has chocolatey hints. It is the way that people in 1850 made coffee. It is inspired by 1850, the grinding techniques of 1850 and how they made it. They made it with steel cut it. And it was crafted to stand strong, embodying character. It is Arabica coffee. And it has sweet dark chocolate notes. Not one I would prefer. But this next one, I have not tried yet. So we're going to try it together. See how it tastes. Our final coffee is considered the world's strongest coffee. It is called Death Wish Coffee Company. It is highly caffeinated, fair trade and USD organic. It's a dark roast and bold, has dark roast and bold flavors and harnesses your superpowers. And it says, warning, the world's strongest coffee. So I am going to taste that for you just as soon as it is done. Okay, first of all, the smell of the Death Wish coffee is amazing. If you could smell this right now, it smells very, very, very good. Just the smell alone probably has a lot of caffeine in it, but first we're gonna taste it black. Even though I hate black coffee. Then we're gonna taste it with creamy chocolate in it. Then we'll go from there. I'm only gonna do like a little bit though, because since this is gonna be a strong coffee. And there is a lot of caffeine in it. So if I like it, then I'll drink it. Drink it all. But I just want to try it first. See how I like it. Then we'll go from there. Okay, here we go with the the black coffee taste test. To tell you the truth, I am pretty nervous about this. All right. I'm going to pour some in a little bit into a coffee cup. Okay, here we go. Black coffee taste test. Okay. I don't think I put a lot of coffee in there. So I'm gonna redo that and get back to you. Okay. It's better this time. And it's awful. It's awful black. Alright. Time to try it with cream now. So I had it with the cream. It tastes much better with the cream. I haven't put any sugar in it whatsoever. With just the cream makes it taste good. Alright, on to the next step. Sugar. Now, if you want to, sweeten it instead of drinking it with just cream, yes, there is sugar, but there is healthy alternatives to sugar. I have three types of sugar. I have the zero-calorie sweetener, stevia. Which, it's the stevia in the raw brand. Then we got pure organic stevia. This brand was, I believe, $2 at Walmart. And it's the powder form. And last but not least, we got agave in the raw, which is just organic agave nectar. This was expensive. It was like $7, but I have 18.5 ounces of it. So that is what I'm going to be using in there today. Put it in there. Agave in itself isn't very an interesting flavor. It has a earthy flavor to it, I'll tell you. It's almost like an earthy, woodsy flavor to it. Now we're gonna mix that up a little more. That's good. Anyway, guys. On to the last part. Okay. Okay. I use creamer. Now, obviously, you can use regular milk, coconut milk, almond milk, soy milk, chocolate milk. You can use anything. But the one I use is the sugar-free Coffee Mate Creamy Chocolate Powdered Creamer. It is the best. It tastes like chocolate. It's the best. So yeah, coffee is amazing. But it has benefits, especially this coffee that I have. helps boost your brain and superpowers. So anyway, guys, that's all for today. Please follow me and please tell me what you want me to talk about next by sending me a voice note. Anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed. I'll talk to you later. Over and out.